Good morning and shalom. This morning I want us to reflect on Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 to 18. Quite lengthy verses, but the key thing we won't talk about is the place of sacrifice in dealing with sins. What's the role of sacrifice in making the worshiper satisfied and feeling that their load, their sins, their barriers have been removed between them and God? One thing and the main purpose for a sacrifice, whether they are biblical sacrifices or people sacrifices, or even ancestral sacrifices, even demonic sacrifices, is to bring the human closer to the deity. There has been a big gap between man and God, or between men and gods. And people keep on trying how they can go closer to their gods. Men keep on trying how they can go back to their God. And one of the things they do is to try and give to appease this God or to make God happy. They offer so many things. They can offer their time. They can offer their money. They can offer their gifts. They can offer whatever they think it's necessary so that they feel acceptable and accepted by their God. But one thing we have forgotten is that everything belongs to God. What can we give God so that we can please Him? Can we give Him money? Money belongs to Him. Can we give ourselves? We belong to Him either. Can we give our houses and our education? They belong to Him. Everything belongs to God. One thing that people have always done is to give sacrifice. And one of the highest sacrifice is the sacrifice of blood. The sacrifice of blood. Because blood is life. When people give blood, and so we've got the sacrifice, the three sacrifices, the three major sacrifice, blood sacrifice. One, people give the blood of animals. That is the animal sacrifice. Number two, some people give even human sacrifice. They sacrifice children to their gods. They sacrifice virgins to their God. They sacrifice the people they think are pure so that they can be acceptable to God. So you give others, you kill others so that you're acceptable. And the highest level is the sacrifice of Jesus, is the blood of Jesus. So either human sacrifice or animal sacrifice of Christ sacrifice, all this would be able to bring the omens to bring people closer to God. The sacrifices that were given in the Old Testament, in the old system of doing things, in the Levitical priest, is that people would give the blood of animals on behalf of their sins. But unfortunately, they give today, but tomorrow they still feel they are not acceptable to God. They give again, and they give again and again and again, time again and again and again. And so there's no end to the shedding of blood. And the blood of animals could not remove sin. This Bible gives the word and says it is impossible for the blood of animals to do away with sins. It is impossible. The blood cannot deal, the blood of animals cannot be able to remove sins. It is impossible. And I think, having known that it is impossible, we should be able to ask ourselves, then what should we sacrifice? Look at verse 4. It is impossible. That is chapter 10, verse 4. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. So this is the problem of sin. People are dealing with the problem of sin. And the blood was the best solution. But the blood of animals and bulls could not take away sin. The human sacrifice, the human blood cannot take away sin, because they have got a sin, you know, bloodline. They are connected with Adamic sin. And so even if you give a child, it's still connected to Adam. So it will not be good for you to kill, or people to kill other people, so that sacrifice them, because they also have sin. So God had to give himself and become a human who have no sin, so that he could die for the sin of others. So I think this is what we are talking about this morning, that we need to trust in the blood of Jesus, because the sacrifice of Jesus was once and for all. That is the key thing we are talking about in chapter 10 of Hebrews. That's what makes the sacrifice of Jesus supreme. It is once and for all. Sacrificed once, he took away sin. He dealt with the problem of sin. And we have been dealing with, how do we deal with the greatest of all the problems? And the problem is about sin. So the law is only a shadow of the things that are coming, not the reality themselves. For this reason, the law can never, by the same sacrifice, repeatedly, endlessly, year after year, make perfect those who draw near to God to worship. So the law cannot make worshippers perfect. It doesn't matter what they do. The law and the blood and what was done cannot make them perfect. They draw near, but they still go back with their conscience, because this blood and the law was only dealing with the physical, not with the inward, not with the concerns. Otherwise, if they could make a worshipper as perfect, they would have stopped being offered, for the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. So we are dealing with the guilt of sin before the holy God. It's only God himself who can be able to remove that guilt. And it's not by just removing, it's by paying for the penalty of sin, by dying on the cross. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins. You see, people would give sacrifices to remove their sins. Instead of removing their sins, they give sacrifices, and these sacrifices are reminding them of their sin. They become annual reminders of why it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire." So Jesus came and said, it was not about sacrifice. How people were trying to, you know, to get well with God. It wasn't about sacrifice and offering, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offering, you did not priest. You are not priest. Then I said, here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I've come to do your will. So what God was looking for is one who could be able to do his will. That is the only way he could be able to satisfy the wrath of God because of sin. For he said, sacrifice and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offering you did not desire, nor were you priest with them, though they were offered in accordance with the law. Then he said, here I am, I have come to do your will. He sets aside the first to establish the second. Verse 10. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Now, it's only Jesus' body The blood of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus, has made us holy once and for all. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duty. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. But when this priest, Jesus, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. That's what made Jesus unique. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testified to us about this. First, he says, this is the covenant I'll make with them. After that time, he says, Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their mind. Then he adds, their sins and lawless acts I'll remember no more. And where they have been forgiven, and where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. So we are trying to see how do we deal with the problem of sin, and it's only by God removing sin through the penalty of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ. So the blood of Jesus Christ was given for our sins, the sins of the world, once and for all.